And more now with two of the plaintiffs of the Massachusetts lawsuit. We're joined by Richard Linnell and Gary Chalmers. They live outside Boston. Can I ask you to respond to what you just heard from Dr. Daly, please?
This is Gary. And first of all, I think that, you know, in regards to raising our daughter is a 11-year-old, sixth grade student, on the honor roll, straight A's, normal functioning, well-adjusted child, rave reviews from her teachers, you know, has normal peer relations, and has research out there that says that children raised in gay and lesbian households, you know, compare equally to those raised in heterosexual households.
Rich, if I could ask you, what is it that is so important about being married? If you all are in a stable relationship, you're being successful parents, it sounds like. Why is it that the act of marriage is so important?
Well, I think it's extremely important. I think it's a well-recognized name that marriage does carry with it the respect as any other heterosexual couple would expect out of the name marriage. With it, Gary and I had tried to contract with different legalizations for our property, for our finances, for in case of death. However, you can only contract for so many things. The actual civil marriage grants us all the rights and benefits to protect our family. And we are a committed, loving family, and you need to look no further than that.
If I can ask you, I know this may be awkward or difficult, but did you see the poll that came out yesterday, coincident with this ruling by the high court in your state, this poll that shows 60% of Americans against the idea of gay marriage? I wonder how you respond to that.
Yeah, I guess we could just reflect that, too. There was a great overwhelming opposition to interracial marriages, and the court in California had, the Supreme Court had ruled that they were unconstitutional at that time. And I believe the polling at that time was also, the country was very much against interracial marriage. And I think it's just a change in our society, and this is just one more change that needs to reflect that.
What did you do with your daughter last night?
Actually, by the time we got home, yesterday was a very long day, so we actually called her, because by the time we got the news yesterday, she was already at school, so we called her by the time when she got home off the bus and told her the news. But when we got home, walked in the door yesterday, she came up and gave us both a very long and prolonged hug, and then, you know, we just sat and had a little bit of family time with her before we had to unfortunately send her off to bed to be ready for school today.
I just wonder what you're going to tell her about the months ahead, because I sense that this is going to be a big fight, and at times it's going to be an ugly fight.
Well, she's grown up now with the idea of knowing that she lives in a different family, one of two men that raise her. She's not taken back by the idea of this controversy over her family. However, I can say for the younger generations that they're much more accepting than our older generations, it tends to seem, because her friends and family have, their families have accepted Paige's family with open arms. There's been no issues there. So I hope there just continues to be that support in the months ahead.
Richard Linnell and Gary Chalmers, plaintiffs in the lawsuit on gay marriage that the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court ruled on yesterday. Thanks very much for joining us on Day to Day.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.